Hey, Carol.
Morning, Cody.
Morning? Whoa. Hey, Carol. You ever start welding and, like, completely lose track of time?
Yeah, I hate when that happens.
No wonder Darth Vader had such a major tooth. Never knew if it was day or night.
Honey, I'll be home by 5 for dinner.
Oh, Frank, just a minute. I was going over the books and I noticed that Rusty's appliance store didn't pay you for the shelves you put in.
Oh, Rusty was a little short on cash, so I made him a deal.
Oh, no. This isn't going to be like the time you remodeled the Chinese restaurant they paid you with 400 pounds of Kung Pao chicken.
This is going to be even better. Honey, Rusty is going to give me my choice of any TV in the store. Now we can have one in the bedroom.
Oh, no, Frank, you know I have a rule. No entertainment in the bedroom. Other than me.
Yeah, but Carol, sometimes you're reading or mad at me and I don't have anything to do.
Frank, if we have a TV in the bedroom, you'll watch sports all the time.
Carol, I'll make you a deal. If I watch sports instead of pay attention to you, the TV is out of there.
Promise?
On a stack of Kung Pao chicken.
Okay, deal. Hey, Mom! 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 Excuse me! Mom, I have a question.
Excuse me, I was kissing my wife.
Oh, right. Sorry, Frank. Anyway, Mom. Tracy's sister is going to France for 3 months, and she has this apartment that's going to be vacant. And you want to house it? Yes! No! But, Mom,
I am sorry, you're not moving into your own apartment.
But, Mom, this house is really crowded, and I'm almost 18 years old. I need my privacy. Plus, it's only 2 blocks away.
Dana, when you go away to college, you can live on your own, but as long as you are living under this roof, you are living under this roof.
Oh, great. Thanks a lot for treating me like a baby, Mom. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going upstairs. My Huggies are bunching up. She wants me to let her move into her own apartment.
Well, to tell you the truth, honey, I don't think it's such a crazy idea.
I think it's a terrible idea.
Carol, she's going to be going away to college next fall anyway. This will give her a chance to live on her own, and she'll just be down the street from us.
I don't know. I'm just not comfortable with it.
Carol, you're going to have to let her move out someday.
Yeah, I know. I was just hoping I'd be dead by then. Here are a few snacks to tide you over in your new apartment.
Mom, I know you're trying to help, but I'd rather cook for myself.
Oh, I understand. You don't need my home. Why should I think you would need my food?
Hey, Dana, got all your stuff. Could you open the door?
Sure.
Where's the kids?
Down in the truck.
Oh, good. Come in the bedroom.
Frank, I don't think we have time for that.
No, honey, not that. I want you to see the new TV. You're gonna love it.
Oh, Frank, I'm just not sure about this television up here. I'm afraid it'll dominate the whole bedroom.
Oh, relax, Carol. It blends right in. Well, there she is. Is she a beauty or what?
Are you insane? Where's my dresser?
I had to move it into the bathroom.
The bathroom?
Yeah, I had to make room for these speakers. Oh, honey, wait till you see the picture on this bad boy.
Well, I guess this is goodbye.
Mom, you promised you wouldn't cry.
Why would I cry? Just because the next time you come over, you'll be a visitor in my home.
Frank.
Honey, come on. It's Carol. Carol?
Let's go. Bye. Don't forget to floss. And don't go to sleep with your hair wet, okay? And if a guy shows up and he says he's from the gas company, you ask for identification. And remember, the tuna in a three-pack is cheaper than the individual.
Whoa.
Well, Cody, bye-bye.
Hey, listen, Dana. I know you're really excited about, you know, having your own place and all, but, you know, take it from me. Living by yourself is just like living alone.
Thanks for the tip.
Okay. Oh, anyway, listen, you know, sometimes when you're on your own, you need somebody to tell your troubles to. So I want to introduce you to somebody that's always been there for me. Dana? Meet Gordon.
This is Gordon?
Yeah, well, I know he doesn't look like much, but, you know, he's an excellent listener. He's not like one of those guys, you know, when you start telling them your problems, they just start telling you their problems.
Cody, I know you're trying to help, but I am not going to be lonely, and I am certainly not going to talk to a houseplant.
Oh, well, that's cool with Gordon. I mean, sometimes we go days without talking to each other. Although I usually break first. Isn't that right?
Goodbye, Cody.
Bye, Dana. Oh, hey, Harry. Bye, Gordon. Hey, call if you need anything.
I'm not gonna need anything.
I was talking to Gordon.
My own place.
Honey, just so you know, there's a fire escape out here, and if I can climb up, anybody can. So don't forget to double lock your windows.
Goodbye, Mother.
Good idea. Keep the shades down. No sense inviting trouble. And did I mention the tune in the three-pack is cheaper than the individual? It looks like we ain't carrying an umbrella. And don't walk around on a cold floor. You're home from school. How's Dana? What was she wearing? Did she look thin? Did she ask about me?
She's fine, Mother. And I'm fine, too. Thanks for asking.
I love you, honey. I love all my children just the same. I have to call Dana.
Come on, Carol. Give the girl a break. It's been less than a week. The last thing she wants is to hear from her mother.
Look, operator, I realize I've called before, but I'm telling you, my phone must be broken. My own mother hasn't even called. What do you mean you don't blame her? Listen, Pinhead. Hello?
Jerk.
I do not need to talk to my mother. I live alone. I can do anything I want. Read it twice. Dinner bell. Soup for singles. What an inspiring product. When you're too busy to cook. That's me. Busy, busy, busy.
know who eats this slop? Losers. Losers and people whose families make a big deal about how much they care about you, how much they miss you. But do they call? No, they just sit at home talking and laughing, eating real food and having a great time. Well, you know what I say to them, Gordon? I say... I say, oh, God, I'm talking to a plant. I'm turning into Cody. I'm gonna spend the rest of my life living in other people's driveways saying, dude, and whoa. I can't take this. I've gotta move back home.
Hey, guys, guess what I learned today?
What?
Aw, man, I give you nerds the perfect opening to insult me, and none of you takes a shot? Boy, things have really gone downhill since Dana moved out.
Sorry, JT. I don't follow.
Look, Poindexter. You and the little mermaid over there are the Fosters. And since Dana's gone, it's your job to slam me every chance you get.
Well, JT, I don't insult you because I don't think about you that much. Ooh, that was kind of rude. Does that count as an insult?
You dinks are pathetic.
I'll venture an insult, JT. Give me the setup again.
Okay. Hey, Mark, guess what I learned today?
Well, factoring in your low IQ, sloppy study habits, and frequent trips to detention, I'd say not much.
Hi.
Hi. What are you doing here?
I need to talk to Mom. Where is she?
In the kitchen.
Thanks.
Hey, Dana. Guess what I learned today?
How to use the litter box instead of a tree?
Now that's how it's done.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, Dana. Oh, it's so good to see you. I missed you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hello, Dana. How are you? I'm fine. It's good to see you too, Mom. Listen, I know we had a disagreement about me moving out, but now that I've been gone for almost a week...
You don't have to say anything. I was completely out of line.
Mom.
No, really, really. I realize that even though I'm your mother, you are almost 18 years old now, and I have no right to treat you like a baby. I mean, only a baby wouldn't be able to handle living on her own. Only a baby couldn't live without her family. I can't believe that I thought that you would be so infantile that you would come crawling back after a few days and beg to come home again. Anyway, I'm sorry. So, how's living on your own?
Oh, you know, busy, busy, busy.
What are you cooking?
Oh, nothing much. Roast turkey, chestnut dressing, those little buttered baby carrots, creamy mashed potatoes, and my homemade cornbread. But don't worry, I'm not going to force you to take any of these things home. Thanks, Mom.
Frank, I am so proud of you for keeping your promise. You haven't watched sports on that TV all week.
And you know what, honey? I haven't even missed it. In fact, it was really romantic last night when we watched Casablanca. Kind of turned me on.
Yeah, me too. Play it again, Frankie.
Dad, let me in!
Get lost.
Dad, it's an emergency!
Oh, my God.
No, don't fall for that.
Well, we have to put it. It's an emergency.
But it's JT.
Dad. Michigan State just went into sudden death. Whoa. When did this baby cruise into town?
JT, that is a private television.
Hey, guys, major tube in the geezer's room.
Son, Carol and I would like to be alone.
Well, then you shouldn't have had kids. Check this out, gal.
Oh, so cool.
Everybody, downstairs. Come on, move it. Everybody, down.
Come on, you two short stuff. You go.
Where were we?
Frank, aren't you forgetting something?
Like what?
Oh, the TV, the game. Okay, well, the TV is officially off.
Let's see if I can find that special spot on your neck.
Yes!
That didn't take long.
Carol, find the spot on my neck again.
Oh, Frank, I love it when you take charge.
Keep going. Go! 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 Touchdown! You know, Carol, I've been thinking. This television is an intrusion. I think I'll take it back and trade it in on a washer or dryer. And jewelry.
Me some leaf.
So, Dana, what do you need us to fix?
Fix?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, fix. I need you to fix the window.
Oh, okay. Take a look at that.
Pull up. It's one of those kind. Thanks.
Well, you're welcome. Let's go, Cody. Bye, Dana.
Don't go. I mean, stick around. We can hang.
Hang?
Sure. Just like old times. The three of us kicking back and having some laughs, huh? Me, Frankie, and the code man?
Yeah, Cody, you want to go down and warm up the truck? I'll be down in a couple of minutes.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Keep an eye on her, Uncle Frank. I think she's on the last train to Fruitcake City.
So, Frank, how's the construction business?
Dana, I think I can see what's going on here. You're kind of lonely living here by yourself, aren't you?
Me? Lonely?
Look, I know you and your mom had this big thing about you moving out, but if you miss this and you want to come home, just say so.
I don't want to move back home. Only a baby would come crawling back after a week. And I don't miss you.
Well, this may come as a surprise. Because it certainly surprised me. But I kind of missed you this week.
You did?
Dana, when I married your mother, I knew that taking on three more kids was a big responsibility, but it's worth it. Because I love Carol. But what I didn't realize is after a couple of years, I would grow to love you too. In fact, this last week made me realize just how much I'm actually going to miss you when you really do go away. It's going to be like losing a daughter.
I missed you too, Frank. I missed everybody. I even missed JT.
My God, you were lonely. Come on, I'll help you pack, okay?
Oh, thanks. I'll take that. Me and Gordon have grown kind of close.